vision. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast. How did a diary end up in the crosshairs between Joe Biden's Justice Department and the journalists at Project Veritas? I don't know. It looks pretty bad. The diary, the Justice Department going after journalists, the fact that this is Joe Biden's youngest daughter, this is her diary, and the idea that the Justice Department, the FBI, they're investigating Project Veritas in connection to the stolen diary, doesn't that suggest the diary is authentic? Or else, why would they be investigating a stolen diary that's fake? And the reason I say that is because have you seen it? Have you seen what's written in this diary? Because now it hasn't been released in full, but Project Veritas, which is a organization, they do hidden cameras, they do investigative reports on what's going on politically. They've made a lot of headlines, and they've been in the spotlight. Trump put them up there in the spotlight, and they've been in the news. They've done really explosive investigative reports. I'm sure that you've heard of Project Veritas. The founder, his name is James O'Keefe, and he went on YouTube defending Project Veritas and saying that they did not steal any diary. The diary was put into their possession, and they could not confirm its authenticity. And because of that, it was never released in full. Now, parts of this diary were released. Parts of the diary were released, and like I said, oh boy, not flattering. If it's true, if this is real, they talk about showers, inappropriate showers that Ashley Biden had with her dad, Joe Biden. Is it the case that we've elected the first pedophile president? At least that's completely out in the open. We know, we've seen the footage of him sniffing children and acting really weird, not just one clip or two, but just footage after footage of weird clips with the president doing weird things with children. And I know you're saying, but Trump did horrible things allegedly. Isn't that what the left, they say that Trump forced himself on some women? You do have the Access Hollywood tape where, by all accounts, Trump, okay, he's not the most, I would say, he's out there. He's a Hollywood personality. That's what you get with Trump. But let me ask you this. If you had to compare, like, what's more inappropriate? A grown man sniffing and acting inappropriately, having showers, you know, with his underage daughter. And, I mean, it would be even more weird. Showers, I don't know, showers with your daughter, whatever age, it's kind of weird, right? But what's more inappropriate, that or a grown man that maybe forces a kiss on a woman who's of age? I mean, they're both creepy. I mean, I'm not saying that, and Trump isn't like that. He wasn't the perfect messenger, was he? He wasn't, okay? But you're looking at, compared to the pedophile Joe Biden in the White House, and you're saying, we elected the country's first pedophile, and in part confirmed in a diary that says he showered with his daughter, and Ashley writes that she thought that was inappropriate. Well, yeah, pretty inappropriate, having a shower, you know, with your dad. Now, you know, you bathe your kids in this kind of thing. There can always be a case to be made, but you see herself write that she thought it was inappropriate in the diary, her words. And you have clips with Biden, so it's really an uncomfortable situation right now. And nobody wants to believe that the worst of people. I mean, even when you see it, you want to make an excuse for it. You don't want to acknowledge that the president of the United States is a sicko. But that's what we're looking at right now. So the fact the FBI is investigating this stolen diary, doesn't that authenticate it? Doesn't it? And so that's point number one. Point number two, how did this diary end up in the crosshairs at all? Why is the president using the Justice Department like his personal police, going after a stolen diary of his daughter? Has that ever been done in the history of politics, where you have a president of the United States using the FBI to, like, as a personal police force for his family? Now, there's a larger, perhaps, if you can believe it, something even larger than the fact that the commander-in-chief might be a pedophile. The larger point that really is to be made is the idea that they're going after journalists. They're going after journalists claiming that the source material was stolen, and perhaps the investigation will show that Project Veritas was involved. It's possible. My bet is that it's an overreach by the Justice Department, that they're attacking journalists, that they're silencing journalists, and they're doing this is so ugly because it's Joe Biden's daughter. It looks like a personal thing, a personal vendetta. There is the First Amendment. There is freedom of speech, and that means that you should be allowed to publish the truth, investigative reports, what's happening, what you see. No, you can't steal a diary. But why is that the assumption? Why is the assumption that it was stolen by these journalists? When other journalists, you get information, you don't see them going after the New York Times in this way. Now, and when they do, everybody rallies to their support. All the journalists rally around to their support. Why is Project Veritas not getting the support of fellow journalists? Why aren't people defending James O'Keefe when he has a really excellent point? Whether you're on the right or the left, wherever you stand, you cannot have the Justice Department going after journalists for publishing inconvenient truths about anything. Anything. Because that's the right. That's your right. The First Amendment says you can do that. So what's going to happen? How is this going to shake up? Is this validation that the diary is authentic and that Joe Biden, what was written about him by his daughter, that he takes showers with her, that she felt inappropriate, that that's accurate, that that's authentic, that confirms the creepy feeling we get from Joe Biden? And what does this say about the Justice Department? Is this the future where you can easily go after material written by journalists that you don't like by saying, oh, well, they got this material illegally, or maybe they did, or maybe we can convince the public or the courts that this was accessed or stolen and shut down the entire report that way? How can you get any information without being accused of stealing it? You can do that about anything. You can say, oh, you stole this report, or you had a spy, or you illegally got this report.
This is Kingston Country.
A man's penis rotted off after it was bitten by a snake while he was using the toilet. True story. And it reports of a wine shortage. Okay, there's a wine shortage ahead. Experts, I guess, are saying there's going to be very low production in 2021. So make sure you get your wine. Get your wine before it runs out. And a South Korean university has developed a toilet that recycles human waste. It turns poop into power. They actually pay you in cryptocurrency for your waste. Yeah. In South Korea, they pay you cryptocurrency for going to the toilet. Enough, actually, per use to you use a toilet one time using this thing, and you get enough money to buy a cup of coffee
And this is a real thing in South Korea. Yeah, it's real. You get paid for using the toilet. And it's interesting. I just heard in North Korea, you're actually paid as well for your waste. And not in the same way. In North Korea, of course, North Korea is a bad Korea. The bad Korea. You have to give the government your poop at, you know, once a month. You haul in all your poop to the government and they give you a voucher. And if you didn't poop enough, you're in trouble. And they use the human waste as fertilizer in North Korea, believe it or not. So it reminded me of that when I saw this invention in South Korea. And I wondered, was this like a North Korean guy who escaped? And he's like, oh man, you know, I had this great idea in North Korea. Yeah, you know, poop is a real thing, real commodity. Couldn't that be the case in South Korea too? And then he invented this device. It's really interesting how it pays you cryptocurrency. You know, like Bitcoin, they don't actually pay you a Bitcoin. It's called, and this is funny, it's called honey, is the crypto in South Korea you get. It translates into honey, is the word for it. And yeah, I mean, if you expel 1 pound of waste, apparently you get enough honey to buy yourself a cup of coffee at the campus coffee store. They actually accept it over there. They accept the crypto. And then you drink the cup of coffee and you go to the bathroom again. It's like a reoccurring thing. So what do you think of cryptocurrency? Cryptocurrency is really interesting, and it connects back around to a sourcing of journalists, because the whole problem with this First Amendment deal with the Justice Department going after journalists is the idea that the source material can always be traced back to something. You always can see who leaked it, and or you can see if the information was gotten by the journalist illegally, then you have grounds to silence the reporting. And I'm going to connect this to cryptocurrency in the sense that cryptocurrency, it gets rid of all that traceability. And that's why it's called a decentralized currency. There's no bank at the top that monitors it or controls it. It's a computer code, and it monitors itself. And it's called blockchain technology. It shows you people who bought the crypto, who sold the crypto, and it keeps it all, you know, the technology behind it. I'm not going to pretend that I'm an engineer software guy. I'm just saying that it's a decentralized kind of money. So you can't have banks leveraging our money like they did in 2008 and end up getting in big trouble because they're going bankrupt using our money to leverage and to make risky investments, right? So the idea is you have control over your money with cryptocurrency. And if you go poop a lot in South Korea, you're going to make a fortune. You're going to get like a lot of these tokens. You're going to be able to get a lot of coffee. Okay, but obviously we're not in South Korea. I have some South Korean listeners. Chances are you're not one of them. There's not very many listeners in South Korea, but welcome to the club if you are listening. And please tell me, have you used this toilet? Have you been paid to use a toilet? Is that a good idea? You think we should develop something like that here in this country? Maybe Starbucks should consider it. Hey, you know, use our toilet and buy a cup of coffee. So the cryptocurrency thing is important because if you believe in the idea that states should have rights, that communities should have power, that the top-down approach is wrong for government, then you got to acknowledge it's probably the same for money too. You want a decentralized form of currency. You don't want the government in control of the money supply in that same way. Now, of course, because of that, the government's going to fight crypto every chance they get. And they've been doing that. So anyway, this podcast isn't about crypto, but it's an interesting side note. Got me thinking about it. Getting paid to go poop. What other things could you be rewarded for in cryptocurrency? And is that the future? Are we going to be paid in digital wallets and use that to buy things? We'll see. It could be a craze like bad hair was in the 80s, and then kind of will mature into something. We'll have to keep an eye on it. Let's circle back around to the diary. Joe Biden using his own Justice Department to look for a diary? They must really be worried about that diary. Why? Why are they so worried about the diary? Because of the inappropriate showers? Or what? Or is Ashley so concerned that he's doing a personal favor for his daughter? Is that what's going on? She's really been out of the spotlight. I didn't even know that he had a daughter, to be completely honest. I just thought he had the two sons, and you know, the one who passed away in the war, and then the other guy with the drug problems. I didn't know about a daughter. So, and that's interesting. Have you written a diary? It seems like, man, if you want someone to find your secrets, you just write it in a diary and leave it around somewhere. It's almost like, according to Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, the founder, the diary was given to them by people who were in a room with her, and she just left it out. And that sounds weird to me. Who would just leave out their diary in a room? Now, maybe these people were really close to her and they had access to like a place where maybe the bedroom or whatever. But then if they were so close to her, why would they steal her personal diary? It's so wrong. And the report is that I guess the diary was stolen. The idea is, you can't have a news organization, you know, if Project Veritas or people like on the payroll went in and stole a diary, you know, like snuck into a house or something and stole a diary, or maybe they were invited into the house and then stole a diary and then handed off to Project Veritas and Project Veritas coordinated the whole thing. That's a big thing to prove, isn't it? And they have search warrants right now. The FBI is actually going into different people connected to Project Veritas and trying to figure this out. And then James O'Keefe is saying they're going to find nothing, that this was not connected to them. They weren't the ones that went in and stole the diary. It was handed to them, and that they couldn't even confirm the authenticity. So they went ahead and they didn't publish it. But doesn't this confirm the authenticity? Was this really a smart move? Why are they doing this? Why are we wasting money on going after a diary? Is this the kind of thing you want to see the FBI investigating? Stolen diaries. Is this like a personal order from Biden? Is Biden so embarrassed by what's in this diary that he personally ordered the FBI to get into this? Because it's so weird. It's so weird that you spend all this time, you know, going into people's homes, search warrants, all this money and effort, looking for a diary. What's in the diary that's so important? And you know, it's the inappropriate shower he had with his daughter. It's weird. It confirms a larger image of Biden as inappropriate with children. And it's one thing to be inappropriate with an adult woman of age, like maybe Trump was accused of, and I mean, kind of admitted on the Access Hollywood tape. But it's quite another thing, isn't it, to be inappropriate with children? It's different entirely. And so, you know, this is so ugly. And if you ask me, what's even more ugly about it is people that believe in Biden's politics, Democrats, far left Democrats, they look the other way on this. And they don't think it's a real problem. They might be creeped out by it, but they're okay with it because they think that the politics is politics. It's more important. So it's okay to have a creep in the White House. How do you justify that?
Kingston Country, you've been listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.